Joining me in the Catalyst studio today is the Executive Director of Equality Florida, Nadine Smith. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Today we're going to continue our series on St. Pete 2.0. And what we're exploring is what St. Pete needs to achieve to become a next-tier city. In your work with Equality Florida, you've studied lots of other cities. What are some of the major components that we need to bring here to put ourselves in that next tier?
I think St. Petersburg has a lot going for it. It has physical beauty. It has an educational pipeline to bring talent to the area. You know, it's got culture. It sort of draws an eclectic mix of people, which, you know, diversity is sort of the incubator for innovation. And I think one of the things that, you know, St. Petersburg has to deal with is that it's in Florida. And so it sort of has to address the fact that it is a Florida city and do things that distinguish it from, you know, this is a huge place. I grew up in the Panhandle. And if you're in the Panhandle of Florida, what you think Florida is might be lower Alabama or southern Georgia. If you're in South Florida, you know, you think of Florida as sort of this international destination. And here along the I-4 corridor, I think we're sort of, it's important to sort of distinguish what the characteristics of our city are to people beyond this area, especially as we're branded as the Tampa Bay area. And one of the things I think everybody has to deal with is the fact that we are moving into a moment in American history where the greatest generation, the largest generation, the baby boom, is exiting the workforce, and that the generation behind them numerically is not large enough to replace the people who are leaving. And there was a demographer out of North Carolina who spoke at one of the Leadership Florida events a couple of years back, and he was talking about this mantra of building the wall, which preceded Donald Trump in the White House. And he said, if America were to build that wall, by the time it was completed, we would be dismantling it brick by brick and competing for immigrants, because we will not have enough people to do the jobs that keep our economy going. And I think that's true. And I think, you know, there are things that St. Petersburg ought to be contemplating, including, you know, a Cuba that is now where there are entrepreneurs, you know, 11 million potential customers, 11 million skilled workers, you know, 90 miles off the coast of Florida. There are lots of things that we ought to be contemplating about how we're going to compete fiercely for talent as the pool of new potential employees and labor shrinks.
And certainly because we're in Florida, that problem is augmented. We have an even older population than on average than the rest of the country. So obviously we're limited in immigration policies that are set forth federally, but at a city level, we should be looking at all the things we can do and maximizing those efforts is one of your suggestions.
Yeah. And, you know, increasingly for business, its physical location becomes less important than talent pool. There are an awful lot of companies that are physically located in Florida or in the St. Pete area that, you know, if the talent pool isn't here, you know, it's a matter of they'll land in the next place that has internet connection and enough desks to plug in their computers. So we really have to be concerned about whether St. Petersburg markets itself as a welcoming and inclusive place to live, work, visit, go to school, and stay after you graduate. The brain drain, you know, continues to be an issue for our state. And it comes down to this reality that CEO Magazine, I think, was covering the fact that many companies were putting really lucrative offers in front of top talent, but they, you know, young people they were trying to recruit, and had those offers rejected because the place did not appeal. The sense of community did not feel to millennials like it valued equality, valued inclusion. And it's hard to overstate in an atmosphere where talent will get to pick where it goes, how important it is to be able to market yourself. And so I think St. Peter's doing some of those things in terms of government policies, but I think it really is a matter of, are we marketing ourselves to get on the radar screen of the talent that we want to bring here, either to work with existing companies or to start their own company?
Or to work with companies that aren't here. Because to your point, I think that's a great observation that if working remotely is becoming more and more common, then we certainly have great building blocks to be a place where the talent wants to come and live and work. Certainly, as you mentioned, we have you know, the beaches and all the physical attributes. And if we can complement that with the right cultural attributes, then perhaps those, you know, those companies that exist in New York and Boston and places might have their workers be here.
Yeah. And I think, you know, again, St. Pete has to distinguish itself from Florida in the sense that, you know, we need to let people know, yeah, we recognize climate change is a real thing. And here in St. Pete, we work on that. We recognize diversity is important. And here in St. Petersburg, we have passed policies to make sure that discrimination doesn't hold you back. You know, you're going to go as far as your talent and your hard work will take you in this city. So I think, again, we're doing many of the right things. And it is a matter of, is that visible to the person, you know, who graduated out of Maryland or Michigan or California, that we're drawing them here? I remember a couple of years back, there was a Pride Awards. And I remember it was right after Pulse, because I had to come back from Pulse to participate. And one of the companies that was getting an award was Tech Data. And they did this little video presentation from Tech Data. And it featured somebody who was really sought after that had come to work at Tech Data. And they mentioned that part of the reason, when they did a sort of a background check on the various companies that were trying to hire, she said, what I saw was that Tech Data was really walking the talk. It wasn't just a policy that they had around inclusion. I saw op-eds and I saw them as part of organizations. They were part of Equality Means Business. They were in Tallahassee talking about the importance of having these policies in place. And she said, that's when I knew this was the company I wanted to work for. And that is what you hear more and more from the folks who are really actively seeking the best and the brightest to bring to an area.
When we talk about diversity, how have you seen diversity evolve as a concept? You know, obviously, it's moved from sort of very basic determinants of maybe race, gender, into sexual preference, or sexual orientation, and things like that. What does the future of diversity look like? How is it made up?
You know, I think more and more you're seeing in the human resource space that they talk about equality and equity, not just diversity. You know, it's not just about, does the picture include a lot of different, you know, skin tones? It's about, are we getting voices from different communities that may have a different vantage point, may be able to see things from a different perspective? And how is our company different as a consequence of having those voices? And the other thing I think is really important for people to understand, especially about millennials, it's not just about, you know, having an LGBT, a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender inclusive policy isn't just about bringing in talent from within that community. Having a strong culture around inclusion, around racial diversity, isn't just about attracting people from different racial groups. It is a proxy for everyone that defines that company. Can I bring my full self? Can I bring all of who I am into this company? Or do I get the message that only a certain kind of person, you know, with a certain belief structure will ever succeed here? And so oftentimes when people are asking, what are your policies around the LGBT community, or they're Googling a company that's really, you know, recruiting them heavily, it's not because they're part of that community, but because they understand that that is one of the things that tells them what kind of culture that company has.
It all sort of ties into self-actualization, because if you think about, I have this quality, which some of them happen to be more overtly knowable and therefore discussed, and the idea of diversity and taking the next step to inclusion is that that is fine and you bring that and we value that. That process of having an attribute and having it be fine really covers the whole gamut of human existence. And so maybe at the end of the day, diversity is the process of allowing fully self-actualized people, you know, without restraint to their, whatever their true selves may be, and making that an asset instead of a liability.
Sure. If you've got people who have to hide who they are, not put their spouse's picture on the desk for fear that they will be ostracized, when people can't be their full selves, then the energy they use just trying to navigate the potential for losing their career or having their career inhibited by prejudice is energy that's not being used, you know, to fully be present for their team. We have a program called Equality Means Business. And right now, I think there are 90 companies. And on the equalitymeansbusiness.org website, they're all going to be logos that you recognize from, you know, major corporations that are either headquartered here or have a big footprint here. And so quarterly, we have luncheons. We've had several here in St. Pete. But what you discover is in these conversations, the companies are telling you what they're experiencing in the workplace. And so shortly after the presidential election, an employee of one of the largest companies here in Florida talked about how an employee of theirs who was not Muslim but wears a headscarf not on campus, but walking down the street in her city, had garbage thrown at her and anti-Muslim slurs yelled out of a window. And they felt it was their obligation, even though this was not something that had happened anywhere near campus, did not involve any other employees, that they needed to speak up on, you know, racial prejudice and work with their employees to talk about how they cannot allow themselves to, you know, ignore that there are some people who feel emboldened at this moment. Now, that's not something that ordinarily, you know, is seen as in the purview of employers, but they understood that if they could not make their employees feel safe, if they could not make their employees understand that they had their back, that there was a real chance that they could lose people to other places where they would feel safer. And so we're seeing more and more that business recognizes that it's not just about the 9-to-5, it's about the entire quality of life for a company. We had another company that heavily recruited, you know, top talent, got all the way to the place where the guy had picked out the house on the river that he was going to buy. And then finally says, I just can't do it. I have a gay son and I just don't feel like he'll be safe coming to a state that doesn't, you know, have basic protections in place. So I think more and more, these are the kinds of stories that get shared and that companies recognize that to the degree that a community makes it clear that if you come here, you can be your full self. You can bring all of your quirky talent. You can be your vegan skateboarding self. You can be your, you know, lesbian mom with four kids. You know, you can be who you are and you don't have to expect to be treated as less than. Those are important things for people. And I think that St. Petersburg has taken those important steps. Mayor Kreisman has and the city council have passed important protections in the city that don't exist at the state level. And we should market ourselves as a place that says, come as you are, bring your talent, and you will go as far as your vision and your hard work will take you here.
It's wonderful insight. Thank you.
Thank you.